Governor Mike DeWine has activated the Ohio National Guard. They'll help support the state of North Carolina. One CH-47 helicopter and six soldiers from Company B, 3rd Battalion, 238th Aviation Regiment are en route to North Carolina to provide air movements of supplies, equipment, and personnel in the flood-ravaged region. The King County Job and Family Services says SNAP eligibility is changing effective today. Officials say if you were denied food assist for being over income, you might be eligible beginning this month. Contact Job and Family Services for more information. AAA warning members about a phishing scam targeting personal email accounts. Scammers are sending emails congratulating recipients on winning a car emergency kit or that a car emergency kit reward is set to expire. Winners are encouraged to enter a credit card number to pay for shipping. Delete that email if you get it. It's fake. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. Middlesburg Mayor Joe Burgeny is inviting community members to take a walk with the mayor at 6:30 tomorrow night. The mayor will be walking Tomahawk Trail, Pathfinder, Daughtry, and Lancaster. The walks allow residents to get to know the mayor in a relaxed atmosphere and builds community relationships. Mount Vernon has accepted a $2 million community investment for a new police station. The city wants an outside project manager to keep the project on time and on budget. A firm already completed a preliminary design. Mount Vernon will apply for FEMA funds, since the building will also be used as a shelter. The Fairfield County Sheriff's Office says an alleged bomb threat was made by a juvenile at Thomas Ewing Junior High School in Lancaster on Friday. The subject was charged with inducing panic and taken to multi-county juvenile detention center in Lancaster. The Sheriff's Office says the incident remains under investigation. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.